The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis brings down the famous din of Reb Shimon of Litzar. So it's going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you have three brothers, Shnayim Mem Nesun Shnei Achyos, two brothers married to two sisters, and then those two brothers died, and the two Achyos are Neifel Yibam, so the din is a Dechotzes L'Mizyamis, and then we found a couple times already, because each one is an Achas Sikuka Midarabanan, and therefore you can't do Yibam, but you have to do Chalitza, because Midaraisa, there's no reason why they shouldn't be Mizyabim. But Reb Shimon, it's like the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Paita. Reb Shimon holds your Pata Legamri, Ben Min Chalitza, Ben Min Ayibam. So basically, when two sisters fall to Yuli Yibam, both of them are Pata, Ben Min Chalitza, Ben Min Ayibam. What's the reason of Reb Shimon? So the Gemara says, Tanya, Reb Shimon Paita, Beshtan, Min Chalitza, Min Ayibam, Shinamar, Ve'isha Lachaisa, Lasika Chalitza. You can't marry a Yusha and Achaisa and her sister, Beshash, Shinosu, Tzar, Zulazu. When two sisters become tsaris through Zika, you can't marry even one of them, and therefore both sisters are pater min achlitz min yibam. So if held the gechidus of Reb Shimon, when two sisters are neifel yibam, both of them are pater ben min achlitz ben min hayibam, because of this gzeres hakasiv of vishal lechesel zika chlitz abishash nasu tzar zulazu lo yehi lekuchen afilu b'achas min. Now what's the b in this gzeres hakasiv? What is the gedar hadvarim according to Reb Shimon? Seems to be a very sadistic machlokes mishanim. If you look in Rashi over here. Rashi's mashma that this is a gzeres hakasav ba'alma. It's a gzeres hakasav that when two sisters are neifel yibum, there is no zika. The Torah is not mechadish the zika. Once there's no zika, now you back to the regular iser eshusach, and therefore you're not allowed to be mad with them because it's like an eshusach sheish labanim. So it's just a miyat ba'alma when two sisters are neifel yibum, we treat them. There's no zika over here. There's no mitzisibum. Once there's no mitzisibum, it's like an eshusach sheish labanim, and they're aser midin eshusach. That's the way Rashi learns. If you look in the Miri over here, the Miri has a mechudishtik way of learning. The Muki Yosef is also mashma like this, that it's not just a miyad ba'alma, but the getter haptur over here is really a ptur of achasisha. It's a ptur of the era of achasisha. And the lashon of the Miri is b'shashen nasu tzar zuazu af al yedei zika lo yelchol kuchen afil ba'achas men shukol achas nasus ka'achas ishta legamrei mitzad hazika. Zok demir, what's the getter hadarim l'fi Reb Shimon? The pshat is each one is an era of achasisha, even though you're not married to either one of them. You didn't marry any of them, but each one you are married to through zika. And if you're zakuk to one, that means her sister is a real achasisha through zika, and vice versa. So mimele, you have two arayas of achasisha that you're married to, and mimele, that erva will pater the zika. The erva of achasisha is what paters it. Erva of achasisha is why you're not allowed to be miyabim them, because each one is an erva of achasisha through zika. That's a pelvic way of looking at it. That's what the Miri says. And the Muki Yosef is a mash like that. You have to know how to work this out with the sugis earlier in the second parak. It's mash Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Zika, but Al Kapanim, that's what they understand. It's mamash an erba v'achasisha through Zika. So l'fi Rashi, it's a ptur ba'alma, and we may later end up with Eresei Shesach. L'fi the Miri, it's mamash an erba v'achasisha because of through the Zika. And Shmuel Zavsky points out that there would be an afkamina between these two mahalchim, and that is legabe the din of pattering the tzara. In the case of Shtei Achyos over here, the fear of Shimon would have patter the tzara minachlitzem neyibim as well. So if you learn like Rashi, Pasha says, I want pater a tzara. There's no erva over here, only an erva patters a tzara. This is not an erva, it's a miyad ba'alma, and there's no zika legabe her. But being that just a miyat doesn't pater a tzar, for that you need a din erva. And even though after the miyat you end up with a miyat, after you end up with a iser eshesach, but eshesach kayadur, we've seen many times in the achronim that they're miyasid, that the eshesach the mimele doesn't pater a tzar, so the iser eshesach over here would not pater a tzar. But if you learn the pshat is like the Miri is saying in the Miki Yosef, that it's not just the miyat ba'alma, but the Torah is machshav this like an erva v'achasisha. Through zika, you have a din of an erva v'achasisha, and that's why there's no din chalitza yibim over here. Then perhaps it would pater a tzara, because an erva paters a tzara, and this new din erva v'achasisha perhaps could also pater a tzara. And he brings in the Tshuvas of Rashba. The Rashba Taka says that the tzara of these two achas v'Rav Shimon would be p'tur min achlitza min ayibim. And he says that perhaps the Rashba understood it, al derech l'miri and l'miki Yosef, that this is a p'tur of erva v'achasisha, not just amir ba'amal afi, like Rashi learns, and Mela has the kayach to pater tzara. So al kapanim, that's a very sadistic machlekes, how to understand this din of Reb Shimon, of litzar, l'kuchan el v'achas, ma'am, is it amir ba'amal, and then you end up with eser shesach, or is it mamash a new erva m'chadeshes of an achasisha through zika, that's nischadish through this pasuk.